This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, a podcast featuring real reviews written by people who just need the world to know what they think. Between you and me, I wanted to like this podcast, but I'd give it zero stars if I could.
Hello and welcome to Between You and Us. This is where we read the reviews that you've sent in to us.
Yes, you find them on the internet and we read them. Yes. We regurgitate them back to you. Our little baby birds.
Yes.
Cheep, 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 cheep. Yep.
Okay, no. We're deleting
that. What the fuck? Are you the mama bird?
I was
bird?
Regurgitating food.
Okay.
Maybe bleep that out, though.
Oh, okay.
That was gross.
I'll start.
Okay.
I have an email from Isabel who said, do weird ass postings in a newspaper count?
I say yes.
Me too. So this is not exactly a review. It is a review of life, Isabel says, or of the AARP, of the Eugene Weekly.
Oh.
Anyways, this man paid to have four separate bizarro bulletins put in one of my local newspapers. Stay sexy, Isabel.
Wow.
So in the subject of the email, Isabel even put like alternating caps because that is how this is sort of written. So I'll read these to you. Here's the first one. There's a section in this local paper of events. There's a for sale, you know, garage sale listings and stuff. And then there's something called bulletin board announcements. Here's the first one. Fraud Demon Nation USA. Early Sunday, and I got a fraud claiming to be Amazon and Apple. No, I have never given my cred number to anyone, and never online, and never to Amazon. Now I must wait 24 horas to get to my bank. Why is it in this demon nation USA that there is no FBI, nor police, nor anything that one can go to report fraud? Not even when you have a phone number and a Gmail. No one is interested. And then they wrote, james.lucas.martyr@gmail.com. I changed the names, but martyr
is in there.
Yeah,
interesting.
@gmail.
You know, I'm interested, James.
Are you?
I am.
I'm gonna politely step out of the
very
room.
cautiously
interested.
So I'd like to hear more, but
oh good, because there's
a little sprinkling of more. I don't need a deluge.
Oh, well, do you need three more postings?
Are you serious?
Yeah. So
oh, no.
They're on the same paper. They're back to back in the same announcement. Who? Okay.
James.
Yeah, I guess so.
A martyr does.
A martyr. Only a martyr. So then it's like a split where you can see this is the next purchased ad. Like,
mm-hmm.
What do you call it? What do you call it when you take out an ad in a paper?
A personal. Why are you trying to say a
not a confidential. What are they called? Classified ad.
Oh, classified, yeah.
Okay, so this is the next one. It's called True Moral Power. Met a woker who has read my postings. A woker.
Oh, a woker?
A woker, like she's woke.
Okay, I thought you said woger. Like some type of...
I met a woker today.
I was like, is that a woman ogre? Yeah. Like, yikes.
I met... She claimed she was Amazon and Apple. Met a woker who has read my postings. Asked her how she liked them. Dead silence. Repeated, and a dead silence. Now to a woker, this is mind power. Wrong. People of truth are 100% always capable to speak. Only those of deep darkness can't talk. James dot whatever
what
I said.
What is happening?
At martyr@gmail.com. I don't know.
Please tell me you did not email them.
No, I did not email them. Are you kidding me? Oh, I should.
No, do not, okay. Please. Do not bring this person's attention to you or this show.
Okay. Next one is, now there's a break and another ad. And I want to be, again, just to reiterate that every couple letters, there are like multiple letters capitalized. So I don't know. Oh, maybe it's a secret message. But do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
They're just like some letters are capitalized in a row.
Maybe
and
there
some...
is. A...
I have to look at this later. Expensive and horrible font that few can read anyway. And you wokers are haters of the truth anyway. James.lucas.martyr@gmail.com.
That's it.
Yeah. And this is the last one.
Paying by word probably, so just
right.
Smaller paycheck that week.
AAR. No, this is all the same week, I'm saying.
Oh, this is all the same week?
Yeah, they're all in the same.
Sorry, for some reason I thought it was each week. Oh, no. They're all in the same.
Like, here's, like, the garage.
This person is taking out multiple classified ads.
Here's
I see.
Bulletin board, and they're all the same person.
This is all him. Oh, no.
Okay, so this is the last one. AARP has an offer of $50,000 to a loved one or to a charity for $184 a month for 70 to 74-year-olds. Me will be...
Oh, me? I'm eligible?
Me will be timed out at 75 in 12 days. Too old for a life insurance. Facts. And then there's like a weird arrow. I have never got a... Oh, okay. Well, it's what you would, in the olden days, write a boob, parentheses, dot, parentheses.
No way.
Yeah. I have never got a boob of, parentheses, friend in this life. No org has ever did, parentheses, awareness, of my life. My best words to define, but demons will attack. What? WT. And then another boob. Of personhood or org did I ever get? So I must just pass on this offer, Eugene, or this then is my final truth to this life before my soon meet up with Jehovah God, James Martyr.
What?
The end. And then the next one says, Al-Anon, hope and help for families and friends of problem drinkers. So, unfortunately, Alcoholics Anonymous got the shaft this week.
Thrown in underneath all of this.
Yeah, and then under that, there's, has marijuana stopped being, contact the Out of the Fog Marijuana Anonymous group. So, really,
wow,
those
okay.
two got kind of shuffled aside.
So, this martyr paid a little extra, maybe, to get bumped up.
Yeah, I think he is
holy crap.
The hit of the week here on the bulletin board.
I feel like there's some ulterior motive or something's going on here.
Yeah, I gotta figure out which one of these are, like, what the capitals mean, you know?
Yeah, you gotta, now, you should do your research. You should really just dive deep, okay, after this episode.
I think that
and
I
let
have
us know what you come up
plenty
with.
Of time and nothing else better to do,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think so, too.
Okay. I love that also that he wants to talk to the FBI about, like...
Yeah, and saying, like, the USA doesn't have an FBI or whatever about... And I'm like, what? Of course they do. I mean...
Isn't that...
I'm not saying they're going to help you, but...
You can try calling the FBI.
You can try. Wow. My first one comes from our Patreon-only Facebook group.
Ooh.
This is from Katri, who posted this and shared it from a group called 69 Women Got Drier Than the Desert Because of This Post.
Wait, that's a group?
Yes.
Oh,
it's
okay.
One of those Facebook
oh,
groups.
You tag it.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
I love this.
And so then...
that's very fun.
Katri shared it to Bishu Sandy because it's a review. It's a 2-star review. I don't know of which Hooters, but it's of a Hooters.
Okay, good start.
Here we go. Let's face it. People don't go to Hooters for the food. Guys go there to be flirted with by scantily clad girls.
Ooh.
They do make decent wings, however, with lots of interesting choices of sauce. My latest visit here was a disappointment. nobody flirted with me. Not that I needed it, but being alone, it would have been nice. The waitresses were mostly all gathered in one corner of the place smooching their boyfriends. The manager seemed to care less. 10 years ago, it was a whole different experience. Apathy is a sure sign that a place is on the way out. The wings were not even too good this time. I guess I should be thankful that the waitress didn't throw them at me, as her attention was more on her boyfriend in the corner. The place was nearly empty, and it's obvious why. Sad. End of review.
I can't stand humanity. Like, this is one of those just innocuous enough where it's like an eye roll moment, but also like, this is someone that I can't. Yep. I don't even know. I don't want to go any further in my
it's truly just like
rattlings, but this is why those Facebook tags exist.
Yes.
I suppose.
Yes, exactly.
And I imagine that would probably piss him off to no end. They're smooching their boyfriends, God forbid.
And like also being like, oh, I guess guys go here for that. It didn't happen to me, though.
Yeah. Not that I need it.
No, yeah.
Talk about fragile masculinity, man. That is stupid. That's like defining the cliche of Hooters, like, unintentionally. Like, yeah. He's just like, yeah, blatantly unintentionally explaining why people roll their eyes at the Hooters clientele,
and he thinks he's in the right by complaining about it. It's so weird.
Hair thinning impacts a lot of us. In fact, over half of us will experience hair thinning at some point in our lives. It's not only common, it's normal. Join the over 1 million people who are doing something about it with Nutrafol. I know you've probably heard this from me a million times, but I've been using Nutrafol for years. I have gotten compliments from people who've known me my whole life asking how I got my hair to look so much thicker. I've always struggled with thinning hair, hair loss, just thin hair in general. And so, you know, it's been a lifesaver to have Nutrafol, and my hair feels healthier than ever. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. And it's Mother's Day, so what a great gift idea. Wink, wink. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code BEACH2SANDY. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code BEACH2SANDY. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code BEACH2SANDY.
Okay, so I have this one. It's from Carrie. And Carrie says, my daughter introduced me to your podcast. We thoroughly enjoy it. Thank you for many laughs during a difficult time. Recently, this is a little different. My 8-year-old son entered my adult daughter's room with a notebook from first grade and said he had planned her wedding.
No. I love it.
Yeah, I only heard parts, but it was surely an interesting plan. The next day, I gave her a writing prompt to do a Beach Too Sandy Water Too Wet style review of his wedding planning.
Amazing.
She did. It only seems right to share it with you. So here's the review, the Carrie's adult daughter's review of her 8-year-old sibling's wedding planning.
Okay. I cannot wait.
1 star. Simply terrible. I would give 0 stars if I could, but unfortunately that is not an option. James's wedding planning is a joke. First of all, he burst into my home and began telling me about things that had nothing to do with my wedding, to the point where I was nearly caught off guard when he finally did decide to come back around to it. He argued with me about my own food preferences, then told me that I wouldn't be allowed to partake in my own wedding cake or meal. His ideas were unrealistic and, quite frankly, deeply disturbing, with suggestions such as shooting my future spouse during the ceremony.
What the fuck? Hey, this is...
I don't think I had read this far into it.
Oh my god. I love it.
Maybe he's working out some things.
I said the same thing about you and Blaze. I'm not saying which one I wanted to shoot the other, but...
And, quote, becoming a carnivore and devouring a live cow.
What?
I guess. I also strongly suspect this service is tied to the military in some underhanded way, as James told me that I would have to enlist in the army as soon as the reception ended. Overall, this service is highly unprofessional, distressing, confusing, and plain weird. I will not be recommending this to any engaged couples. Side note, I'm not even getting married.
That's hilarious.
So clearly this child has been
so good
planning some stuff, hearing
so
some stuff.
Good. So good.
I can only imagine where some of that content came from being a first grader, but it's a scary world out there, so maybe he's processing it in his little notebook.
Oh my,
you know what
gosh.
I mean?
That's hilarious.
So anyway,
that is so good.
I just was very touched by that.
That made my day, seriously. That's
Yay.
So funny. That's so funny.
I would have to enlist in the army as soon as there's some... Where do kids come up with this shit?
Right? I love that.
I'm already scared of Leonette.
Oh, I know.
She's already talking and she can't even say words, but she's just talking
she's
and talking
like
and talking.
I have another... It's funny because I came into this prepared with emails, but I was like on the Patreon group today and I just saw a couple that
oh,
were really
perfect.
Funny. So I'm going to do a second one before going to emails. This is a 1-star review. This was Kylie posted this in the group. I'm not sure again what this is of, but it's a 1-star review. 5 stars for the food. However, the waitress was very fond of my husband. I just find it very disrespectful to try to steal my husband. Good thing I have a wonderful husband who ignored her advances. So ladies, beware when you are out with a hot stud. This is not a place to go on date night or any date at all. But the food is so good. End of review.
Oh my god, this is so cringe.
You like,
this
I don't
is that same
know,
fucking
so,
Facebook tag. I feel like
yeah, right.
Or
it
maybe the
be.
Same husband at yeah. fucking Hooters, and he's like, oh yeah, they're just so into me. These Hooters girls, they're so into me. I just want to go out on a limb and say I doubt the waitress was trying to steal your
same.
Husband,
same.
But. You know, what do I know?
People take kindness for flirting every day. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Just because someone's
got...
being nice to you, especially when it's their job to be nice to you.
Yeah, that's
does
a
not
hard...
mean that they're interested in you.
No, not in a sexual way, at least.
Yeah.
Rough life. That's why you gotta be a jackass, like me. Just kidding. Anyway, okay, here's an email, and this is from Julia, who signed off and said, all the best, Julia, she, her, please use my name. I've always wanted to be famous.
Oh, hi, Julia.
So,
you're
Julia,
officially famous.
Here you are.
Before me,
famous.
I'm not even famous.
That's amazing, actually. She says, where do I start? This is my all-time favorite podcast. Whenever a new episode is released, I try to listen to it in small doses so it lasts as long as
oh.
possible. That's so very nice. I was looking for reading lights so I don't distract my boyfriend with my 2 a.m. reading sessions and came upon this absolute gem.
Okay.
So this is of a reading light, like just like a, it's a number one bestseller in ebook reading
Looks
lights.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Love a good reading light. And here's a 1-star review by Steve, verified purchase. The title of the review is, when turned on, the explosion emits enough light to overshadow an entire solar system.
Oh, impressive.
And now this is written as sort of verses in the Bible.
Oh, of course.
1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. 2. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. 3. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. 4. And God saw the light, and it tore from cornea straight through to macula of him, and God saw no more.
Oh my God.
This light is so unbelievably bright, it becomes useless. I'm pretty sure that 99% of people who buy these do so that they don't keep their spouse awake at night while they read. If that's what you are looking for, keep looking. I have to build a wall of pillows encapsulating myself in what is remarkably similar to my 6-year-old self's pillow forts just so that the light doesn't keep my wife awake. The fact that this thing doesn't require a dedicated city power grid to stay on for more than 1 second is a wonder beyond explaining. Just gonna read one more review. This is by
I love the Bible shit.
Page verified purchase. The title is Brightness of the Sun. Perfect for replacing the sun if it were to ever burn out. Purchased for my husband and myself to go on our new Kindles. We laughed for about 5 minutes about how comically bright it was. My husband went to read while I was planning to sleep, and when he turned on his new light, it lit up the entire room, bright enough that it was hard for him to read because it was hurting his eyes. And this is the last one by Kitty Butt 42, 1-star verified purchase. Title is My Retinas. I liked the look of it, wasn't too heavy, stayed on well, but make sure to kiss your retinas goodbye. It was thought that the gamma ray burst, GRB, now known as GRB-190114C, was the brightest object in the entire universe. Well, it is now number two in the universe. If you look directly at the book light, you can see through time. End of review.
Oh my god.
So anyway, this thing is apparently...
That's weirdly, like, a good... I mean, maybe it's not good for many, but...
But I feel like it's defeats the purpose. Like, you might as well turn...
necessarily to... I don't know, maybe, like, you need an extra light somewhere.
Yeah, I'm sure for some people... It's the number one bestseller. I'm sure some people want it to be that bright. Yeah, but I imagine for some people it's like, I was looking for something dimmer than a chandelier.
So there are no, like, options to change the brightness? That sucks.
I don't think so.
That does suck.
Nope.
Oh, boy. So my next one, this is from Magnolia, who said, "Hey, besties, I absolutely love your podcast and I listen every day. My sister introduced me to your podcast and I've been hooked ever since."
Aww.
Give a shout out to my amazing sis, Sequoia.
Hi.
Hi.
What a beautiful name.
Here is a review for, like, an aftershave for women.
Okay.
It's for shaving burns and things. Okay. So here we go. Here's a 3-star review. "Avoid your lady bits. This stuff has a fabulous scent and feels great on my freshly shaved legs. However, after I applied a generous amount to my legs and rubbed it in, my voluptuous mermaid thighs introduced a bit of this stuff onto my lady parts, and holy hell, I'm sitting here now wondering how long my hoo-ha is gonna feel like I slathered icy hot all over it.
No!
I mean, dang, this is not a pleasant feeling. My nether regions feel like they are on fire while also feeling like, at the same time, an icy Arctic wind is rushing over my delicate beaver bits. I didn't even shave that part today. You know in the original Home Alone movie when Kevin shaved for the first time and slaps the aftershave onto his cheeks? And then he gives us his look of horror and screams in pain from the burn? I'm there, friends! The burn has descended onto my womanhood, and she is crying out for relief right now. I'm not going to stand this much longer before I climb back in the shower and scrub the dickens out of my poor vajayjay and hopefully liberate her from this fiery hell. So basically, yeah, IDK about this stuff. Right now, my verdict is nope. Unless you like putting icy hot on your lady bits, then by all means, go for it." End of review.
Oh my god, that was the most...
Away with words.
Yes, let's put it that way. What a way with words. What a way to paint a picture. I feel like someone should be tapping Amazon for writing talent, you know?
True, true.
It's really incredible how some of these people find the time and the...
Agreed.
The synonyms, you know, for lady bits.
I've got a few more that I could send them.
Sinner. Stop. Okay, so this is... Is this my last one? How many do?
I have one more. You so, do? Yeah, okay. Maybe do one more, and then I'll do one more.
This is my last one. This is a redemption. Let me pull up the link. Oh, my gosh. It's of Aurora Pom Pom Penguin 6-inch soft toy blue.
I love it already. Oh, it's so cute.
It's so cute, actually. It's so stinking cute. And it comes in, like, a little white one, too.
It's so cute.
They're very cute. Currently unavailable. I'm sorry, unfortunately. But here is a review that Sally from Cambridge, UK sent of this product. The title, it's a 5-star review by Hannah, and the title is "Ordered When Slightly High, comma, No Regrets." Verified purchase, 5 stars. "I bought 2 of these adorable penguins while slightly high, and I absolutely do not regret it. Now, before I go any further, I would like to clarify that when I say I was slightly high, it was not in the illegal way you are probably thinking."
Oh.
Let me explain. "After spending some time in A&E, that means emergency room for non...
Thank you. I was thinking of the television network.
Yeah. It's...
Accidents and emergencies.
I think that is what it is.
I don't know.
Accident and emergency. Yes, oh, you're correct.
I'm so smart.
You're so smart. "After spending some time in A&E believing I had meningitis, I was given a medication which, the nurse told me as she administered it, is used in a street form to get high. Not the most comforting words I've ever heard, but I assume the doctors knew what they were doing.
Well, I cannot say anything.
Wait, what's the purpose of telling someone that? Like, hey, you can get this on the street afterwards? Yeah, like,
that's a good point.
I feel like that's not what, I don't
know. Maybe it's to scare someone, like, this is a highly blah, blah, blah drug.
I'd be like, cool.
Don't
like,
overuse.
I'm going to experience this and then hopefully not want more.
Yeah, but I don't know
it's
what.
It's like prescription medication's like so scary.
And yeah,
like,
I don't know what the purpose of that is, but.
Just like.
Maybe she's selling on the side?
Oh, then, maybe.
While I cannot say anything about how different the medical form is to the street form and had never experienced being high before, I can confidently say that I spent the next 2.5 hours as high as a kite. Two friends who sat with me in A&E were subjected to a 150-minute nonstop litany of penguin talk from me. I was as surprised as anyone, given that I hadn't previously realized that I had a passion for
what? That's hilarious.
This would have gone viral on TikTok for sure. Given that I hadn't previously realized that I had a passion for penguins. Upon arriving safely home and with the medication evidently not totally out of my system, I opened the Amazon app to look for a small thank you gift for my friends. A few days later, two commemorative stuffed penguins arrived, and I gave these to my long-suffering penguin buddies. I would absolutely recommend these adorable penguins as a gift, but maybe don't order them when slightly high. I'm going to mark this as helpful, just for...
Good, 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 good.
But yeah, so I love that she bought it for the friends that sat through all her penguin talk. While
that's
she was still
so
high,
cute.
She
that's
was like,
so cute.
I know what they'll love.
That's so cute.
These penguins.
That's so sweet.
So anyway, thank you, Sally, for sending this.
Yeah,
it's
seriously,
because
that was
good.
So adorable.
It is. And honestly, I would appreciate this as a gift.
Yes. Hint, hint. Go find them.
That's not even what I meant, no. But also hint, hint.
My last one here is from M, they, them, who has been having a terrible week. A lot of things going wrong,
no.
It seems. So sorry about that. Hope things start to improve this week for you. This is from a place called Taco Santo.
Okay.
This is a review, a one-star review, and even though it's a one-star, it's a negative review, but I think it can bring us a little joy. So here we go.
Okay.
One star. The entire kitchen and wait staff saw an ice cream truck and ran outside, leaving me alone in the restaurant. 10 minutes later, they all came back with ice cream cones. I still can't believe this actually happened. End of review.
Oh my god. Party pooper. Honestly,
what star complaining about that?
For sure
serious?
Worth it. They don't give a shit.
They don't care.
That you are being a little butthurt about being replaced by a SpongeBob popsicle.
Oh, man. It's just stuff like that where I'm like...
That should be a bright spot. If you
minutes,
see a bunch of adults getting excited about an ice cream
like,
truck...
If you're in like a crazy hurry, sure, it would be annoying. But like, I don't know. Just have some fun.
Just lighten up a little, you know. Get a Sonic Pop.
Just exactly. You could have joined them.
Take it.
Exactly.
Make fun of how wonky its eyeballs look.
True.
And just enjoy
wasn't
your
there that
day.
Like TikTok account where someone opened a new, I don't know, if, I think it was a SpongeBob one, a new SpongeBob yeah. one every day until it comes out looking correct.
And I don't,
and every day
ever,
was all fucked up.
I don't think they ever got yeah. it. Yeah. I feel like that. One of the few unadulterated joys of life, hearing that ice cream truck coming mm-hmm. down the street. Although it does send me into kind of a panic. But that's me and my anxiety. Because I'm like, oh my gosh, am I allowed to have an ice cream? Do I have a dollar somewhere?
Yep. And
it, am
to
I going to
get decide based
kidnapped?
On all the pictures?
Should I decide? Yeah, it's a lot.
It's overwhelming, for sure.
Honestly, if I were with a group of people and everyone's like, are we... leaving our post, leaving the cash register open for the taking to get a Sonic Pop? Hell yeah, we are.
Hell yeah.
Groupthink. All goes out the window with...
They can't fire all of us.
Oh, they can rob us blind. But...
That could happen, though.
I love that review because it just gives me insight into the joy that these other people had.
Exactly. That's what it was.
Even
it was
though
like
this person didn't
a redemption for these...
For
employees
humanity.
And not for
yeah.
this reviewer.
How cute. Well, thank you for ending on a high note.
I try.
I ended on
a
high
note.
I'm glad we're so funny.
Oh, that's why we have a platform.
Who gave us
jokes
this?
Like that. Okay. Time to go?
I think it's time to go.
Okay. Thanks, y'all, for listening. If you want some more content from bonus content, patreon.com/beach2sandy. We just recorded our Father's Day. Daddy's Day bonus.
For daddies only.
It's for daddies only. However, you know, whatever kind of daddy you are.
Self-identified daddies
yes.
count, too.
Yes, absolutely. So, patreon.com/beach2sandy. $2 a month if you want those bonus episodes, $5 a month if you want the bonus episodes, and get the chance to vote on new themes that we're doing. So check us out. Thanks, y'all. Love y'all. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.